When we discuss Israel's image, we rarely mention the obvious. Since the founding of the state, Israel's image has been dominated by white Ashkenazim. From Ben Gurion to Weizmann to Dayan to Meir to Peres to Begin to Rabin to Sharon to Olmert to Livni to Bennett to Lapid to Gantz to Gallant to Ben-Gvir to Levin and, of course, to Netanyahu, the white Ashkenazi Jew has been front and center in the global media coverage of Israel. This is not a criticism, it's more of an observation. But for all those who worry about improving Israel's image, it's also a missed opportunity. There's a tendency among those in the Hasbara business to take the idea of image figuratively. In other words, when they talk about Israel's image, they don't mean a real image. They mean a general perception of Israel that needs to be improved. This is how we end up obsessed with talking points and arguments. We need facts. We need education. We need to correct the lies against Israel. In sum, we assume we can fix an image through words rather than actual images. The irony is that as we kill ourselves correcting the lies against Israel, one lie stays untouched. The lie that Israel is a white country. But where do we think this lie comes from? It comes mostly from Israel itself, from the simple fact that virtually every person who represents Israel in the media is a white Ashkenazi. Each one of these Ashkenazi may well be brilliant and compelling, but that's not the point. The point is that their ubiquitous presence creates a distorted image of the Jewish state. It overlooks the multicultural kaleidoscope that makes Israeli society so vibrant. It overlooks the endless Jews of color that permeate the streets of the Jewish state. Only about 30% of Israeli Jews are Ashkenazi, or the descendants of European Jews, Chen Mazig wrote a few years ago in the Los Angeles Times. I am baffled as to why mainstream media and politicians around the world ignore or misrepresent these facts and the Mizrahi story. Perhaps it's because our history shatters a stereotype about the identity of my country and my people. That is very true, but there's also another reason. It's the image Israel shows to the world. It would be a lot harder for the mainstream media to ignore Israel's multicultural nature if Israelis of color would be fully integrated in its media relations. I was reminded of this at a talk by Dr. Dwigu Attias, a Muslim Israeli historian who lives in Tel Aviv. She was discussing a new initiative that she hopes will change the way Israel is perceived and understood by Muslim societies. Over and over, she kept coming back to this key point. The best way to talk about Israel and break down harmful stereotypes is to show the many cultural colors of Israel. She wasn't as blunt as I am in this column, but she could well have added, Israel is not the white Ashkenazi image we see in the media. In an ideal colorblind world, maybe none of this would matter. But that's not the world we live in. Color matters. Culture matters. Diversity matters. If Israel is so culturally diverse, why not flaunt it? Here's a thought for pro-Israel activists on social media. Fewer words, more images. Fewer colorful arguments, more faces of color. Blast your networks with hundreds of images of Jews and Israelis from all corners of the world who are anything but the white stereotype people see in the media. You might call the campaign, Jews in Living Color. As far as the Israeli government, they might follow with their own campaign. Spokespeople in Living Color. In Living Color, is the true face of Israel. White is not. As long as Israel continues to show only one face to the world, it has no business complaining about its image. I am Mizrahi, Mazig wrote, as are the majority of Jews in Israel today. We are of Middle Eastern and North African descent. For an image upgrade based on the truth, Israel must follow Mazig and not Bibi.